right, 7:15 with the morning after on Q105 in for Denny today. We'll chat with him a little after 8 o'clock. It's Eric Chase, Bumble Ashley, Paul the producer. We still have time. We've got Trish and Kathy. We can take one more call to be on the panel of ladies. So 419-240-1055. You have to let me ask you questions. 419-240-1055. 240-1055. Before we... Is that static from the phone line? Is that always there?
Yep, okay. A little bit. Yep.
It's always there? All right. We'll get to Trish and Kathy in just one second. Let me give you a heads up. A couple of Fridays ago, we were at Walt Churchill's collecting canned goods for the Northwest Ohio Food Bank. We'll be out there again next week, this time collecting toys for tots, to help out the Marine Corps. It's called Operation Toy Drive next Friday from 6 to 6 a.m. to p.m. at Walt Churchill's in Perrysburg. And we'll also be taking monetary donations. And you know how this works. New unwrapped, unused toys for kids in need here in our area. Operation Toy Drive, thanks to Churchill's and Mark Feldstein and Associates, and more details at Q1055.com. And all these donations are going to stay local as well. 419-240-1055. Also, if you do some shopping that day, purchases in the store, you can round up, which is probably like one of the greatest donation ideas ever. If you round up to the dollar, because you shouldn't say no to that.
That adds up. I used to have like a savings account where they would round up and it would go into a savings.
Great idea. Yeah. Churchill's next week. 419-240-1055. Let's get first. Hi, Trish.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fantastic. You're 46 and from Fremont?
No, I'm 44.
44. Sorry.
Don't age that
woman.
Sorry.
I'm still getting used to reading Paul's handwriting. All right, don't go anywhere. And hi, Kathy. Good morning.
Good morning.
I heard you give Paul a hard time when he asked your age. So we'll just say that you're alive and healthy, and you're from Toledo. What part?
How old am I?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought you said 68.
No, I didn't say 68.
You're 28, right? 28.
Kinda.
Questions don't get easier, really.
No, I'm 58.
You're alive and you're healthy, right?
That's all that matters, yes.
Okay. I asked Ashley this first question before the break. Ashley, pick a sexy animal.
I would pick a snake.
A snake?
Yeah.
Why?
You can make handbags, shoes out of them. They're long. They're slithery.
So it's sexy after you kill it.
It's sexy both ways.
Trish, a sexy animal?
It's a weird question.
Jaguar.
A jaguar. Okay.
Oh, good one.
Dead or alive?
Or the car.
Alive.
Okay. Kathy, the ageless one, a sexy animal.
A Maine Coon cat, full grown.
What?
A Maine Coon cat.
A Maine Coon cat.
Okay.
Full grown.
I'm going to have to look up what that is.
That is it's a kitten that you, a household cat, but they get to be about 30, 40 pounds. It's one of the biggest cats there are.
Oh, my God.
They're gorgeous.
That's like a jaguar. All right, Kathy, I will start with you for the next question. Are you married?
No, sir.
That wasn't the question. All right. Well, I'll put it this way. If you died before he did, or if you died, what would you want said about you at your funeral?
She was one fun gal.
Okay, Trish, you married?
No.
A lot of depression.
Actually, I'm a widow.
Oh God. You can ignore this question because I don't want to be too inappropriate. Okay.
Okay.
Unless you want to answer it, if you died, what would you want said at your funeral?
Oh, I'm the life of the party. Okay. It's now, it's dead.
Okay. Ashley?
Yeah.
Add 2 cups of cheese.
Add two to what?
To everything. To life. 2 cups of cheese. Chili, my old employee used to say that's what she's going to have on our tombstone. I'm like, that makes so much sense. She's like, cheese makes everything better.
So what if you were cremated and we were there looking at your urn? Add 2 cups of cheese would make some weird sense.
But yeah.
Exactly.
But I like it. I'm going to go with it. 2 cups of cheese.
Kathy, when's the last time you cried and what happened?
Last night, because I think of my 29-year-old daughter who's in the Air Force and lives in Jackson, Florida.
So you don't get to see her for the holidays? Or this one at least?
No, I did not. No.
Okay. Trish, what makes you cry and when's the last time you cried?
Sentimental things make me cry. It's probably a couple days ago, a stupid Facebook post about, some guy meeting up with his dad after years of, The older I get, the more sentimental I get.
Okay. It's normal. Ashley, last time you cried?
probably kids stuff. I don't cry that often. Superwoman doesn't cry, but no, I cry. Parker was like super, super sick.
Your daughter?
Yeah, and she was like shaking because she was in so much pain, so I started crying.
You cried because she was not feeling
well?
Yeah. Was she
like,
crying?
You can't stop it, you know? Right, you're a mom. Can't control it.
All right, Trish, I'll start with you on this one. What's the ugliest thing you own?
What's that?
What's the ugliest thing you own?
Shoes. I love ugly shoes.
Ugly? Like, where do you buy them? You go to, like, antique places or flea markets
no,
or garage sales?
I'll buy shoes that got ugly print on it, and I don't... Something you think you see on an old lady that's been around since the 30s, but I love them.
Do people stare at you, and then you take pride?
They do. I do. I love it.
You know, good.
It's an attention thing.
It's good character, though. Yeah. Like, I like that you can wear something ugly, you know it, and you don't care what people think. Good for you.
Yeah, I don't care.
Kathy?
An ugly Christmas sweater and my dog.
I don't count the ugly Christmas sweater because people like those now. They irritate me. Okay. But your dog is ugly?
One of my dogs, yeah.
What kind of dog is it?
A Chihuahua.
Yeah, they're really ugly.
Agreed.
Pugs, too. I think pugs are hideous looking.
I do, too.
Ashley?
Apparently, according to
my husband!
No, he's attractive. Oh. It is, apparently, my car. You said my car is like the ugliest thing you've ever seen.
What do you drive?
A Honda Element. But it is waterproof. Kids puke. Kids poop. Can we rinse it all down?
Oh, that's right. That's right. It's like a rubber room in there, right?
Yeah,
because there's no cloth. It's all rubber.
Agreed. Yep. Yes, sir.
All right. Let's see. Trish, who has been the biggest influence in your life? I don't care if it's a fictional person or not. It can be a Facebook post. Who's been the most influential person in your life?
My mom.
How come?
Yeah. She's just, I don't know. She was one of those Hallmark moms, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And everything worked out perfectly. We had the great best holidays, and it didn't matter. If you called, she was there. She knew the answer to everything, and very intelligent and just always on it.
She's still alive?
No.
Okay. Kathy,
so good.
biggest influence in your life?
My dad.
Okay. How come?
His work ethic. I took after him when it comes to work ethics and working. He worked two, three jobs his entire life. I worked two, three jobs my entire life. And I just always looked up to him for the hard work that he put in for his six children and his wife.
Awesome. Trish, Kathy, thank you ladies for calling in today. Enjoy your Black Friday, your Small Business Saturday, all that stuff, and have a good holiday season, okay?
You too. Thank you.
All right, thank you. I didn't forget about you.
I'm good. Probably I would stay in the same thing. My mom and my dad.
Still
alive? My dad's like all still alive. I still have grandparents, so my family's
carefully, right?
Yeah, my family's kicking. That was a little sooner, if I remember. It wasn't the way I was thinking it was going to go. No, yeah, my family for sure. The dads have always been super hardworking, so now I'm a working mom, and moms have always been super mom-like, so, you know.
Paul, you have a biggest
best
influence?
Best of all worlds.
This guy right here, apparently.
You should be at the appliance center.
You better say me, Paul. What's up, Eric?
You should be at the appliance center, right?
Not too late, dude.
You know, I hear, I know they've been promoting this for like a year now, and I know it finally opened up, and it's called the Living Appliance Center.
Yes. The appliances are alive.
It makes me think that they're going to transform and turn into stuff.
Crazy things happen over there.
That's awesome. How are you, by the way?
Hey,
how's your Thanksgiving?
Fantastic.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Black Friday.
Right back at you. There's nobody on the roads.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Nice.
Traffic. Where
that's
are all
nice.
The people? Are they home in their underwear shopping online?
I don't think people are doing it much anymore because you can do it online.
I got a picture from a friend of mine who was sleeping in her car. She like sent me the back of her van,
right,
and
we need to help her out and get her a place to live.
She's living
in her car. And that's crazy.
Just for an hour, she said.
Just for an hour.
For what?
Store opens.
A little nap.
I know, but what store is she going to?
Toys R Us is open 24 hours. So, but like their sales start at different times. So,
I don't want a toy that bad, but hey, if you got the time, why not? Have fun.
Live
Come see
up.
Me at 8 o'clock.
Maybe she just sleeps in parking lots because
could be.
I don't think you're nuts, Danny. There's a lot like you can buy all this stuff online now. Why? If you're doing it, you're doing it for the rush.
I think it's
that's
the thrill.
It. My wife used to go out early, and it's the fun of being up early and you know all that. And like I've been doing morning radio for too long. It's not that fun being up early, people.
Nope.
It's really not.
Yeah,
but come to the Living Appliance Center to see me today.
While you're out and about. Right?
When you go out for Black Friday, there's the thrill of maybe like sticking an elbow into somebody's liver. Like, I don't know if you do that here. You could.
Yeah, I don't think people do that. Those days of, you know.
Oh, they do that. We just saw fire at a Walmart in Austin, Texas. It was arson.
Well, it's the South. They're stupid.
They're not.
We don't do that in the North. We're sophisticated.
Those Southerners. Yeah.
By the way, Denny, Ashley, Ashley, Denny.
Hey, nice Ashley.
Hello.
How's it going? You guys having fun?
Yes, always.
Awesome.
Good times.
7:26. I don't want to ask that lady to call back, but we'll talk about more dead people in just a couple of minutes on Q105.
Q105 traffic sponsored by Max Auto with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, and you'll get $1,000 or more for your trade-in.
Not much going on the roadways here today. Typical slowdowns around your...